This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the party's Lok Sabha election campaign at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh. Addressing a public rally, Mr. Modi said the 2024 Lok Sabha election is not just for making a government, but to make India a developed nation and the third largest economic superpower in the world. He said when India was the 11th largest economy in the world, the poverty rates of India were soaring. The Prime Minister said when India became the fifth largest economy, over 25 crore people successfully came out of poverty. He said when India will become the third largest economy, poverty will be eradicated and the middle class will fuel India's growth. The Prime Minister said India is making unprecedented investments in the manufacturing sector and the youth of the country are getting several opportunities in every sector. Mr. Modi said today, India's credibility is at new heights across the world and the whole world is looking towards India. Prime Minister Modi said he is fighting a big battle to save the country from the corrupt and that is why big corrupt people are behind the bars today. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from the Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders were present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in seven phases. The opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance today organized a Maharali at Delhi's Ramlila Maidan to protest against many issues including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the central government is misusing institutions to threaten the opposition parties. He also alleged that there is no level playing field in this election. Mr. Kharge said this election is for saving our democracy and the constitution and the opposition must fight unitedly. Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, AAP leader and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann and jailed Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita and other leaders of the alliance attended the Maharally. This was the first public meeting of the INDIA bloc leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. The BJP has hit out at the opposition's alliance rally at Ramlila Maidan saying, it is not a safe democracy rally as projected, but a safe family and hide corruption rally. President Draupadi Murmu today honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and the family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said the doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skills for more than seven decades. In Miami Open tennis, unseeded American player Danielle Collins has won the women's singles title. In a major upset, Collins defeated fourth-seeded Alina Rybakina of Kazakhstan in straight sets 7-5, 6-3 in the women's singles final in Florida this morning. In the men's singles, second-seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 11th-seed Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov in the men's singles final tonight. Earlier, Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden clinched a historic victory in the men's doubles final yesterday. The duo defeated Croatia's Ivan Dodic and American Austin Krajek 6-7, 6-3, 10-6. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 192 runs, Chennai Super Kings were 29 for 2 in 5.2 overs against Delhi Capitals at the VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Opting to bat first, Delhi Capitals posted 191 runs in the stipulated 20 overs, losing 5 wickets. David Warner top-scored with 52 runs, while Rishabh Pant scored 51 runs. For Chennai Super Kings, M. Pathirana took 3 wickets. Earlier in the first match of the day, Gujarat Titans beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets, with 5 balls remaining at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Chasing a target of 163 runs, Gujarat Titans posted 168 runs in just 19.1 overs to overhaul the target. Sai Sudarshan top scored with 45 runs, while David Miller hit an unbeaten 44 to steer the Gujarat Titans to victory. And that's the end of this news bulletin.